The Healer, The Healing Work of Mary Baker Eddy, compiled and arranged by David Keeston. Appendix 1. To my sense, the most imminent dangers confronting the coming century are robbing people of life and liberty under warrant of the Scriptures, the rights of politics and human power, industrial slavery, insufficient freedom of honest competition, ritual, creed, and trusts in place of the golden rule. Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. Mary B. Eddy, 1900. The following 17 testimonies are selected from pages 431 to 456 of Miscellaneous Writings and pages 603 to 700 of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, and illustrate the efficacy of Mrs. Eddy's seminal work. The individuals healed of various problems were healed by simply reading the textbook she left as her legacy to mankind, a book which makes practical the inspired truths of the Bible so that the Word is truly made flesh. Number 1. 4 years ago, I learned for the first time that there was a way to be healed through Christ. I had always been sick, but found no relief in drugs. Still, I thought that if the Bible was true, God could heal me. So, when my attention was called to Christian Science, I at once bought Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, studied it, and began to improve in health. I seemed to see God so near and so dear, so different from the God I had been taught to fear. I studied alone, night and day, until I found I was healed, both physically and mentally. Then came a desire to tell everyone of this wonderful truth. I expected all to feel just as pleased as I did, but to my sorrow, none would believe. Some, it is true, took treatment and were helped, but went on in the old way without a word of thanks. But still, I could not give up. I seemed to know that this was the way, and I had rather live it alone than to follow the crowd the other way. But as time passed, I had some good demonstrations of this love that is our life. I am the only scientist in Leroy as yet, but the good seed has been sown, and where the people once scoffed at this silly new idea, they are becoming interested, and many have been healed, and some are asking about it. One dear old lady and I study the Bible lessons every Tuesday afternoon. She came to call, and as we talked, she told me of her sickness of years standing, and was healed during our talk, so that she has never felt a touch of the old trouble since. One lady, whom I had never seen, was healed of consumption in 6 weeks' treatment. She had not left her bed in 4 months, and had been given up by many physicians. Mrs. Florence Williams, Leroy, Michigan. Number 2. On my arrival in New York last July, my brother spoke to me of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, and coming in contact with a number of scientists, all wishing me to procure the book. I did so. I read it through in the same manner in which I would read any other book, to find out the contents. Before I got to the end, having partly understood its meaning, I began to demonstrate over old physical troubles, and they disappeared. A belt that I had worn for over 12 years, I took off and threw overboard, being a seafaring man. Up to that time, I had been a constant smoker and chewed tobacco, but I gradually lost all pleasure in it, and now look upon it with disgust. I was brought up in the Lutheran doctrine, and when a boy received a good knowledge of Scripture, but I never understood it until explained to me in Science and Health. H. F. Witkoff, 27 Needham Road, Liverpool, England. Number 3. For a long time, I have felt that I must in some way express my great debt of gratitude for Christian Science. I know no better way to do so than to give an account, through the journal, of some of the many blessings I have received as a result of our leaders' untiring toil and self-sacrificing love for suffering mortals, in giving to us the wonderful book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. When I first heard of Christian Science, about 6 years ago, I was satisfied that it was the religion of Christ Jesus, because Jesus had so plainly said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." I had been a church member since my girlhood, but was not satisfied that my belief would take me to heaven, as I did not have these signs following, and this had always troubled me. So when I heard that an old acquaintance living at a distance had not only been raised from a dying condition to health, but her life had been changed and purified through Christian Science, I could hardly wait to know more of this Christ-like religion, which was casting out evils and healing the sick. I searched every bookstore in the city for Science and Health, at last found a copy, and was delighted to get hold of it, but little realized what a treasure it was to be to me and my household. At first, it was like Greek to me, and I could not understand much of it, but gleaned enough to keep on reading, and longed for someone to talk to me of it. After I had been reading it about a year's time, I suddenly became almost blind. I knew no scientist to go to, so went to physicians. They told me that my case was hopeless, that it was certain my sight never could be restored, and the probabilities were that I would soon be totally blind. I felt sure that Christian Science would help me if I could only fully understand it. But there was no one from whom I could ask help that I knew of. I gave all the time that I could use my eyes to studying Science and Health, which at first was not more than 5 minutes, 2 and sometimes 3 times a day. Gradually, my sight returned until it was fully restored. During this time, God and the little book were my only help. My understanding was very limited, but like the prodigal son, I had turned away from the husks towards my father's house. And while I was yet a great way off, my father came to meet me. When this great cloud of darkness was banished by the light of truth, could I doubt that Christian Science was indeed the comforter that would lead us into all truth? Again, I lay at the point of death, but holding steadfastly to the truth, knowing from the teaching of this precious book that God is life and there is no death, I was raised up to health, restored to my husband and little children, all of whom I am thankful to say are now with me in science. I had no one to talk with on this subject, knew no one of whose understanding I felt sure enough to ask for help. But I was careful from the first not to read or inquire into anything except genuine Christian Science. And how thankful I am for it. Since then, I have been through a class. I cannot express in words what Christian Science has done for my children, or my gratitude that the light of truth has come to them in their innocent childhood, healing all claims of sickness, and showing us how to overcome the more stubborn claims of sin. L.F.B. Number 4. It is a little over 1 year since a very esteemed friend of this city invited me to partake of the heavenly manna contained in the revelation of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. I had, up to that time, been for 15 years a victim of hip joint disease, this eventually confining me to my bed, where I had been 10 months when the Book of Prophecy was opened for me. I was not long in finding the light I needed that gave feet to the lame, enabling me now to go, move, and walk where I will, without crutch or support of any description, save the staff of divine science. In proportion as my thoughts are occupied with the work in science, does the peace and joy come inwardly that transforms the blight of error externally. T.G.K., Tacoma, Washington. Number 5. I take advantage of the great privilege granted us to give my testimony for Christian Science through the pages of our much-loved journal. The blessing has been so bountiful that words can but poorly express my gratitude. A little over 6 years ago, a relative came from Denver, Colorado, to visit us. She was a Christian Scientist, having herself been healed of a severe claim that MDs, drugs, and climate could not relieve. And her husband, having been in the drug business, she had had a chance to give them a fair trial. My sister-in-law did not talk much on the subject, as I remember, but what was better, lived the truth before us as she realized it. One day, a blessed day to me, I ventured to open Science and Health and read the first sentence in the preface. I closed the book, wondering what more it could contain, this seeming to cover the whole ground. When my sister-in-law returned to the room, I asked her if I might read it. Her reply was, "Yes, but begin at the first." That night, after all had retired, I began to read. Within 48 hours, I destroyed all drugs, applications, etc., notwithstanding the fact that my husband had just paid $50 to a traveling specialist for part of a treatment. With the drugs disappeared ailments of 9 years standing, which MDs had failed to relieve. I now understand that my sudden healing was due to my turning completely away from material methods, for I was convinced I should never use them again. I realized that God was my health, my strength, my life, therefore all. As I read Science and Health, I wondered why others had not discerned this truth. Physicians, ministers, and others who had devoted their lives to benefit mankind. Yes, why? Because they had been seeking in the opposite direction to truth, namely, for cause and effect in matter, when all cause and effect are mental. I mention physicians and ministers because one class claims to heal disease, the other claims to heal sin. But Christian Science heals physically and morally. It contains all. Its leaves are for the healing of the nations. LBA, Memphis, Tennessee. Number 6. Fibroid tumor healed in a few days. My gratitude for Christian Science is boundless. I was afflicted with a fibroid tumor which weighed not less than 50 pounds, attended by a continuous hemorrhage for 11 years. The tumor was a growth of 18 years. I lived in Fort Worth, Texas, and I had never heard of Christian Science before leaving there for Chicago in the year 1887. I had tried to live near to God, and I feel sure He guided me in all my steps to this healing and saving truth. After being there several weeks, I received letters from a Texas lady who had herself been healed and who wrote urging me to try Christian Science. Changing my boarding place, I met a lady who owned a copy of Science and Health, and in speaking to her of having seen the book, she informed me she had one, and she got it and told me I could read it. The revelation was marvelous and brought a great spiritual awakening. This awakened sense never left me. And one day, when walking alone, it came to me very suddenly that I was healed. And I walked the faster, declaring every step that I was healed. When I reached my boarding place, I found my hostess and told her I was healed. She looked the picture of amazement. The tumor began to disappear at once. The hemorrhage ceased, and perfect strength was manifest. There was no joy ever greater than mine for this Christ cure, for I was very weary and heavy laden. I thought very little of either sleeping or eating, and my heart was filled with gratitude since I knew I had touched the hem of His garment. I must add that the reading of Science and Health, and that alone, healed me, and it was the second copy I ever saw. S.L., Fort Worth, Texas. Number 7. A case of mental surgery. I have felt for some time I should give my experience in mental surgery. In May 1902, going home for lunch on a bicycle, and while riding down a hill at a rapid gait, I was thrown from the wheel and falling on my left side with my arm under my head, the bone was broken about halfway between the shoulder and elbow. While the pain was intense, I lay still in the dust, declaring the truth and denying that there could be a break or accident in the realm of divine love, until a gentleman came to assist me, saying he thought I had been stunned. I was only 2.5 blocks from home, so I mounted my wheel again and managed to reach it. On arriving there, I lay down and asked my little boy to bring me our textbook. He immediately brought Science and Health, which I read for about 10 minutes, when all pain left. I said nothing to my family of the accident, but attended to some duties, and was about 30 minutes late in returning to the office, this being my only loss of time from work. My friends claimed that the arm had not been broken, as it would have been impossible for me to continue my work without having it set and carrying it in a sling until the bone knit together. Their insistence almost persuaded me that I might have been mistaken, until one of my friends invited me to visit a physician's office where they were experimenting with an X-ray machine. The physician was asked to examine my left arm to see if it differed from the ordinary. On looking through it, he said, "Yes, it has been broken, but whoever set it made a perfect job of it, and you will never have any further trouble from that break." My friend then asked the doctor to show how he could tell where the break had been. The doctor pointed out the place as being slightly thicker at that part, like a piece of steel that had been welded. This was the first of several cases of mental surgery that have come under my notice, and it made a deep impression on me. For the benefit of others who may have something similar to meet, I will say that I have overcome almost constant attacks of sick headaches extending back to my earliest recollection. LCS, Salt Lake City, Utah. Number 8. Cataract Quickly Cured. I wish to add my testimony to those of others, and hope that it may be the means of bringing some poor sufferer to health, to happiness, and to God. I was healed through simply reading this wonderful book, Science and Health. I had been troubled periodically for many years with sore eyes, and had been to many doctors who called the disease iritis and cataract. They told me that my eyes would always give me trouble, and that I would eventually lose my sight if I remained in an office, and advised me to go under an operation. Later on, I had to wear glasses at my work, also out of doors, as I could not bear the winds, and my eyes were gradually becoming worse. I could not read for longer than a few minutes at a time, otherwise they would smart severely. I had to rest my eyes each evening to enable me to use them the next day. In fact, gaslight was getting unbearable because of the pain, and I made home miserable. A dear brother told me about Christian Science, and said that if I would read Science and Health, it would help me. He procured for me the loan of the book. The first night I read it, it so interested me I quite forgot all about my eyes until my wife remarked that it was 11 o'clock. I found that I had been reading this book for nearly 4 hours, and I remarked immediately after, "I believe my eyes are cured," which was really the case. The next day, on looking at my eyes, my wife noticed that the cataract had disappeared. I put away my outdoor glasses, which I have not required since, and through the understanding gained by studying Christian Science, I have been able to do away with my indoor glasses also, and have had no return of pain in my eyes since. This is now 1.5 years ago. GFS, Liverpool, England. Number 9. Relief from intense suffering. I became interested in Christian Science in 1901. For 4 or 5 years, I had suffered with severe attacks, which nothing but an opiate seemed to relieve. After one, which I think was the worst I ever had, I consulted our family physician, who diagnosed my case as a dangerous kidney disease, and said that no medicine could help me, but that I must undergo a surgical operation. I continued to grow worse and went to see the physician again, and he advised me to consult a doctor who was connected with the city hospital of Augusta. This doctor made an examination and diagnosed the difficulty as something different, but quite as serious. Meanwhile, a friend offered me a copy of Science and Health. I said I did not care to read the book, but she was so urgent that I finally promised to do so. I received the book on Saturday, and on Sunday morning I sat down to read it. When I reached the place where Mrs. Eddy says she found this truth in the Bible, I began comparing the two books. I read passages which looked very reasonable to me, and said to myself, "This is nearer to the truth than anything I have ever seen." I continued to read all day, stopping only long enough to eat my dinner. As I read on, everything became clearer to me, and I felt that I was healed. During the evening, a neighbor came in, and I said, "I am healed, and that book has healed me." I read on and was certainly healed. 8 days after my healing, I did my own washing. This occurred in February 1901. About 6 weeks after, I was called to care for my mother, who was under the care of my former physician. I again let him examine my side, as he wished to see if the trouble was still there. He said, "It is certainly gone." I said to him, "Doctor, you told me I would never be a well woman unless I was operated upon. What has healed me?" He replied, "God has healed you." SHL, North Pittston, Maine. Number 10. Grateful for many blessings. It is with sincere gratitude for the many blessings Christian Science has brought me that I give this testimony. I first heard of Christian Science about 15 years ago. A friend of mine was taking treatment for physical troubles and was reading the textbook of Christian Science, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. The title of the book appealed to me very strongly. I said to my friend, "If that is a key to the Scriptures, I must have it." I had long been a member of a Bible class in an Orthodox Sabbath school, but I never felt satisfied with that which was taught. There was something lacking. I did not understand then what it was. I purchased a copy of Science and Health and began to study it. I wish I could express in words what that book brought me. It illumined the Bible with a glorious light, and I began to understand some of the Master's sayings and tried to apply them. I had had a longing to live a better Christian life for many years, and often wondered why I failed so utterly to understand the Bible. Now I knew. It was lack of spiritual apprehension. I did not know at first that people were healed of disease and sin by simply reading Science and Health, but found after a while that such was the case. At that time, I had many physical troubles, and one after another of these ills simply disappeared, and I found that I had no disease. I was perfectly free. The spiritual uplifting was glorious too, and as I go on in the study of this blessed science, I find I am gaining surely an understanding that helps me to overcome both sin and disease in myself and in others. My faith in good is increased, and I know I am losing my belief in evil as a power equal to good. The pathway is not wearisome, because each victory over self gives stronger faith and a more earnest desire to press on. E.J.R., Toledo, Ohio. Number 11. Grateful for Moral and Spiritual Awakening. About 4 years ago, after I had tried different ways and means to be relieved from bodily suffering, a faithful friend called my attention to the teaching of Christian Science. After some opposition, I decided to investigate it with the thought that if this teaching would be helpful, it was meant for me as well as for others. If it did not afford any help, I could put it aside again, but that I would find out and be convinced. After I had read Mrs. Eddy's work, Science and Health, a few days, I found that my ailments had disappeared, and a rest had come to me which I had never before known. I had smoked almost incessantly, although I had often determined to use my willpower and never smoke again, but had always failed. This desire, as well as the desire for drink, simply disappeared. And I wish to say here that I received all these benefits before I had gained much understanding of what I was reading. Like a prisoner who had been in chains for years, I was suddenly set free. I did not then know how the chain had been removed, but I had to acknowledge that it came through the reading of this book. I then felt an ardent desire to read more and to know what this power was that had freed me in a few days of that which I had been trying for years to shake off and had failed. it then became clear to me that this was the truth which Jesus Christ taught and preached to free humanity almost 2,000 years ago. It did not, however, occur to me to apply it in my business affairs. On the contrary, I first thought that if I continued in my study, I would have to retire from business. This did not happen, however, for I gradually found that the little understanding of this wonderful teaching which I had acquired became a great help to me in my business. I became more friendly, more honest, more loving to my fellow men, and I also acquired better judgment and was able to do the right thing at the right time. As a natural result, my business improved. Before I knew anything of Christian Science, my business had often been a burden to me. Fear and worry deprived me of my rest. How different it is now! Through the study of the Bible, which now possesses unmeasurable treasures for me, and of our textbook, Science and Health, and the other works of our leader, I receive peace and confidence in God, and that insight into character which is necessary for the correct management of any business. W.H.H. Bloomfield, Nebraska. Number 12. Hereditary disease of the lungs cured. For a long time, I have been impelled to contribute a testimony of the healing power of truth. As I read other testimonies and rejoice in them, someone may rejoice in mine. I was healed by reading Science and Health. By applying it, I found it to be the truth that Jesus taught, the truth that sets free. From childhood, I had never known a well day. I was healed of lung trouble of long standing. Consumption was hereditary in our family, my mother and three brothers having passed on with it. The law of materia medica said that in a short time I must follow them. I also had severe stomach trouble of over 8 years standing, during which time I always retired without supper, as the fear of suffering from my food was so great that I denied myself food when hungry. For over 20 years I had ovarian trouble, which was almost unbearable at times. It dated from the birth of my first child, and at one time necessitated an operation. I suffered with about all the ills that flesh is heir to. I had trouble with my eyes from a child, wore glasses for 14 years, several oculists saying I would go blind, one declaring I would be blind in less than a year if I did not submit to an operation, which I refused to do. But thanks be to God, whose truth reached me through the study of our textbook. Words fail to express what Christian Science has done for me in various ways, for my children, my home, my all. The physical healing is but a small part. The spiritual unfolding and uplifting is the pearl of great price, the half that has never been told. Mrs. J.P.M., Kansas City, Missouri. Number 13. Textbook Appreciated. It has been my privilege to have interviews with representatives of more than 60% of the nations of this earth, under their own vine and fig tree. I had never heard a principle understandingly advanced that would enable mankind to obey the apostolic command, prove all things, until Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures was placed in my hands. I believe that the honest study of this book in connection with the Bible will enable one to prove all things. I make this unqualified statement because of what my eyes have seen and my ears heard from my fellow men of unquestioned integrity, and the positive proofs I have gained by the study of these books. Many supposed material laws that had been rooted and grounded in my mentality from youth have been overcome. It required some time for me to wake up to our leader's words in Miscellaneous Writings, page 206. The advancing stages of Christian Science are gained through growth, not accretion. I had many disappointments and falls before I was willing to do the scientific work required to prove this statement. Yet, notwithstanding the cost to ourselves, I am convinced that we cannot do much credit to the cause we profess to love until we place ourselves in a position to prove God as He really is to us individually, and our relation to Him by scientific work. I wish to express loving gratitude to our leader for the new edition of Science and Health. In studying this new edition, one cannot help seeing the wisdom, love, and careful and prayerful thought expressed in the revision. Often, the changing of a single word in a sentence makes the scientific thought not only more lucid to him who is familiar with the book, but also to those just coming into the blessed light. All honor to that God-loving, God-fearing woman, Mary Baker G. Eddy, whose only work is the work of love in the helping of mankind to help themselves, who have placed before her fellow men understandingly what man's divine rights are, and what God really is. H.W.B., Hartford, Connecticut. Number 14. Rupture and Other Serious Ills Healed. When I took up the study of Christian Science nearly 3 years ago, I was suffering from a very bad rupture of 32 years standing. Sometimes the pain was so severe that it seemed as if I could not endure it. These spells would last 4 or 5 hours, and while everything was done for me that could be done, no permanent relief came to me until I commenced reading Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. After I had once looked into it, I wanted to read all the time. I was so absorbed in the study of the little book that I hardly realized when the healing came. But I was healed, not only of the rupture, but also of other troubles, inflammatory rheumatism, catarrh, corns, and bunions. I would never part with the book if I could not get another. I am 77 years old and am enjoying very good health. Mrs. M. E. P., St. Johnsbury, Vermont. Number 15. Mother and Daughter Healed. When Christian Science came to me, I had been taking medicine every day for 20 years on account of constipation. I had been treated by doctors and specialists, had taken magnetic treatments and osteopathy, had tried a change of climate, had an operation in a hospital, and when I came out, was worse than before. I was so discouraged after I had tried everything I ever heard of and was no better, but rather grew worse, that it seemed as though I must give up trying to get well, when a friend suggested that I try Christian Science. I had heard that Christian Scientists healed by prayer, and I thought this must be the way Jesus had healed. I felt that this was all there was left for me to try. I sent for the book, Science and Health, and commenced to read it out of curiosity, not thinking or knowing that I could be helped by the reading, but thinking I must still take medicine and that I must also have treatment by a scientist. I, however, dropped my medicine and read for 3 days. Then a light began to shine in the darkness. I was healed of the trouble and have never had to take medicine since. I have studied Science and Health faithfully ever since, and other ailments have disappeared. My little daughter has also been healed and has learned to use this knowledge in her schoolwork. Mrs. O.R., Leadville, Colorado. Number 16. Liver Complaint Healed. As my thoughts go back to the time when I believed I had nothing to live for, and when each morning's awakening from sleep brought a sense of disappointment to find myself still among the living, for I had hoped each night that I closed my eyes in sleep that it would be the last time. My heart overflows with love and gratitude to God for our dear leader who discovered this blessed truth, and to the dear ones who have helped me so lovingly and patiently over many rough places. 12 years ago, I consulted a physician because I had noticed some odd-looking spots on one of my arms. He said they were liver spots, but that it was not worthwhile prescribing for those few, that I should wait until I was covered with them. About 3 months later, with the exception of my face and hands, I was covered with them. Then I became alarmed and called on another physician who prescribed for me. But he finally said he could do no more for me. Other physicians were consulted with no better results. 6 years ago, friends advised me to see their family physician, and when I called on him, he said he was positive he could cure me, so I asked him to prescribe for me. At the end of 2 years, after prescribing steadily, he said I was so full of medicine that he was afraid to have me take any more, and advised a rest. After having paid out a small fortune, I was no better and very much discouraged. 2 years ago, having failed in business, I applied to one of my patrons for a furnished room where I could meet the few I still had left. This lady, who is a Christian Scientist, loaned me Science and Health. And because she asked me so often how I was getting on with the book, I began reading it. I also attended the Wednesday evening meetings, which I found very interesting. After hearing the testimonies at the meetings, I decided to speak to some practitioner about these spots, but not until I had at least $100 on hand, because I thought I would require that amount for treatments, as I had been accustomed to paying high prices. I had not inquired about prices, and in fact did not speak to anyone about my intentions, because I felt sensitive on this subject. When I had read about half of Science and Health, I missed the spots, and upon searching could find no trace of them. They had entirely disappeared without treatment. In a few weeks, the reading of that book had accomplished what Materia Medica had failed to accomplish in 10 years. It is impossible to express the feeling of relief and happiness which came over me then. C.K. Astoria, New York. Number 17. A Grateful Testimony. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This has been proven to me in every way. When Christian Science came to me, I was a wreck, physically, mentally, and financially. But since the reading of Science and Health turned my thought toward the light, I have found that as far as I am willing to receive the word and live it, all comforts are supplied me. I am especially grateful for the spiritual help. I know that things which I did and thought last year, I would not do or think this year, and am satisfied. Through the careful and prayerful study of Science and Health, I have been lifted from sickness to health, from sorrow to peace, from lack to plenty, and the most beautiful of all, from darkness to light. Mrs. H.S.C., Seattle, Washington.